What's up, Simplero Nation, Calvin Nation? Listen up. So I'm just wrapping up a couple days here in Scottsdale with one of my favorite groups. It's Seth's Boardroom, Dan Martell. Incredible, incredible community, incredible people. Dan is an incredible person. Learned so much. But as I'm reflecting on everything that's happened over the past couple days, the conversations I've had with people, the insights that I've had, all of those things, two things stand out above all else, and I'll share what those are. Number one is, if you show up every day with an intention to serve your people, and you are willing to see and own your own worth, your own value, you cannot go wrong. Here's the thing. People are following you for a reason. There's a reason that people are interested in you. There's something that you're here to serve people with. There's something that you're here to give people, right? People are they're having problems, they're having pain, they're having fear, they have desires, there's something that they want. There's something going on in their lives. They want to be better in some way. And you're here to help them get better. But whatever service, whatever product or service you're offering, this is just a tiny portion of it, right? We're all big, complete human beings. If you can serve people to become the people that they're here to become, you will get everything that you could possibly dream of if you do the second part right. And so what I mean by that is that I see a lot of coaches and course creators and infopreneurs who are a little afraid of like giving too much. Like, can I give all my content for free online on social media? And what are people going to buy then? And they're a little bit concerned about, oh, what do I sell? And I've been there too as well. And I fall into that, you know, again, but you're concerned like, oh, like, what do I charge for it? And how do I sell this thing? How do I sell, blah, blah, blah. If you focus on, can I generate so much free content, free value for people that it changes their lives, that it's extremely valuable. What I put out for free is incredibly valuable and it changes lives without holding anything back. There's nothing that you don't give out in the public for it because you hold it and say, oh, I'm only going to sell this stuff. Like, this is only for people who buy from me. If you give everything away, people are going to buy from you, right? Because they want to support you. They want the proximity. They want the implementation. They want the coaching. They want the help, all of those things. But if you give away literally everything, everything that you're charging for, then that's going to do so much good for people. It's going to generate so much goodwill that people are going to be attracted to you. And then they're going to want to buy from you. So it's like a really reverse kind of mindset. But the mindset really truly is, I'm here to serve my people. Every day as I get up in the morning, I'm here to serve my people in the best way possible. And I'm not concerned about getting paid for it. I'm concerned about, can I change people's lives? Can I get them to believe in themselves? Can I get them to reach their goals? Can I get them to get over that hump, that momentum, to actually do the work? And charging money can be a part of that, for sure. Like, we all know that when we pay a lot for something, it gives us more motivation to do something with it, although that doesn't always work. I've definitely paid like tens of thousands of dollars for stuff and then been like, all right, that didn't work. Screw it. On with the next thing. So it doesn't always work, but it often works, right? If it's so much, it really hurts, people are going to pay attention. But really, if the mindset truly is to serve, you're going to win, except if you don't value yourself. So, and this is something that I've been noodling over for a while, is like, when I look back at my life, the key thing that is the through line of like the blocker and of a bunch of my obstacles is lack of self-worth. And lack of self-worth is something that happens in the first years of your life, or like literally like between like in your second year in life, between 1 and 2 years old. As we start to explore the world, we go play with stuff, and like we're used to just getting positive feedback, and then all of a sudden, because we start to get in trouble, we learn to walk and stuff, and then like our parents say no. And so that no fills us with a sense of shame and pain. And if we're not being comforted and met in that, then that creates kind of a block. And we learn that, oh, we get praise when we do right, and we don't get praise when we do wrong. And so that makes us outer driven versus, and so it becomes about self-esteem because we know self-confidence, because we know we can do things in the world versus self-worth, like because I know I am. So it becomes about doing rather than being. And this is a split that not everybody has, but a lot of people have, most people have. And when you have, we tend to think that if I get enough, you know, from the outside, maybe it's like people who say they love me or appreciation or, you know, positive comments on YouTube or money or, you know, friends or whatever it is, then I will feel worthy. But it doesn't work that way. And we know that, right? You and I, we both know that. When you look at your life, like you have probably way more now than you did at some point of money and love and friends and people. And it hasn't changed a bit because it's not about that. And it never will be about that. So worth is something that you have to decide for yourself. And that's a healing process of you basically going back to that little boy and girl who was hurting, who was scared, who was ashamed, and comforting that little person today. Right? Giving them love and telling them that you love them, giving them the love and the comfort and support that you wish you had back then, but doing that today so that you can heal that wound, that pain that says, that shame that says, I am not lovable the way I am. I have to do or be something in order to be lovable. So this is very important. This is extremely important because if that void is in there where you're not feeling worthy, then you're going to project that out and you can work as hard as you want. And some people, depending on your survival strategy, some people end up amassing incredible fortunes, but they're suffering in, like they're just not happy. They don't have love. They don't have fulfillment. Maybe their health is suffering, exactly, because it's a compulsion. It's a compulsion. I was talking to someone at a conference a couple of weeks ago who was talking about his uncle is doing that, his German like billionaire, in his 70s or something, and he's just like compulsively chasing the next deal, the next business deal, and he's, you know, makes more and more and more money, profited so much under COVID from like doing masks and all kinds of things, but it's not, you know, he's not happy, he's not fulfilled because it's compulsive behavior. So he's getting a lot of success, outward success, financial success, but no real success, which would be fulfillment, contentment, health, love, right? As my friend and mentor Larry says, success is an optimized daily experience, sustainable over time. Success is a feeling. He doesn't have that. From the outside, this person looks successful, but he is not successful because he didn't feel successful. And so if we don't have that sense of worth from inside, we need to build that. And then from there, that sense of self-worth, that cup overflowing, and then showing up and serving everybody around us, then everything good comes to us. People are going to see that. They're going to resonate with it. They're going to be like, oh man, that's amazing. Opportunities come your way. Like, that's where all the good stuff comes from. Like, so shift your focus from like, how can I sell my shit, to how can I serve people and trust that you're going to get all that stuff back. And that journey of figuring out how can I communicate in a way that actually really truly connects with people, that's a process. It's taken me years to figure out because it's an inner journey of me becoming that person that shares in a way that connects with people, where it's not about, oh, I'm worthless, I don't matter, let me put something out so I look like some of the people out there that I look up to, like I look like a Joe Rogan, I look like a like Lex Friedman or whoever your people are that you follow, right? So that look at me, look at me, look at me, I'm a personal brand, I'm so cool, I'm like Gary Vee, right? No, it's not about that. It's about how can I be vulnerable and authentic and real in a way that serves other people. Dan, my coach mentor here, says the goal, the journey in life is to become the person that you needed the most in your darkest days and then share that with the world. Become the person you needed the most in your darkest days and share that with the world so that you may reach people just like you were back then and help those people have a better life, believe in themselves, you know, heal their trauma, achieve their dreams and goals, become, help them become the person that they're here to become so that they can help others. This is how we evolve as a civilization, right? We stand on the shoulders of each other. And so you figure something out, you go share that with other people for free on social media, and then also in paid programs, because there's always going to be people who want to pay you money just to be closer to you, just be work with you, just to get help implementing the stuff, right? They can figure it out on their own, but they want to go faster, and they're willing to spend money to go faster, or they want to have experiences, and they're willing to pay money to have experiences. So give everything away. Come from a place of genuinely wanting to serve. Heal your inner self-worth issues by just feeling the pain that little boy or girl felt in that moment, connecting with him or her today, and feeling them as they were through all their pain, and then loving the shit out of that little person. Just loving the shit out of them. That's how you win. That's how you win at life, really. Like, it's not that much more complicated, right? It's really simple. Those are the things that you need to do. Become the person, share it with the world from a place of service, and heal your inner worthiness issues. Most of us have them, especially entrepreneurs, right? That's why we become entrepreneurs. We get like outer driven competitors. Like, we need to do this thing. There are also entrepreneurs. Like, I can be competitive for sure. But for me, it was more of creation. Like, that was my survival strategy. I got really good at hiding in my little cave with a computer and like creating stuff or reading books and creating these like universes into my mind. My survival strategy was that, though, that I would hide out in the library and like just do this like in my head. The challenge for me, who I have to become, is the person that actually shares it with people, shares all of that stuff that I've accumulated and I've become over so many years, shares that with people. I was terrified of doing that. You know, and I would share from a place of like, I'm actually kind of talking to myself inside my head. I'm not actually trying to communicate and convey to you the message, the importance of what I'm saying. So we all have our own journeys, and some of your survival strategies are going to be helpful, but then become unhelpful as they become compulsive. And some of your survival strategies are going to be unhelpful to begin with. And you need to overcome the regardless. We need to unravel all of our survival mechanisms, all of our survival strategies, so that we can become free, and so that we can genuinely give to others, serve others. I'll leave you with this. Just know that you and I both know, and I see you, and I know your worth, your unlimited worth. You are literally life itself. You're not separate from life, where it's like, oh, I'm here and I am me, and all these other people are out there, and this person has X worth, and this person has Y worth, and Z worth, and mine is like epsilon or whatever, whatever letter we want to put on it. It's not how that works. We're all the same thing. There's no such thing as a separate me. Like, every second I'm breathing, like air in and out. I eat stuff that becomes me. I'm drinking the water. I am, just by my thoughts are going, even like not thinking about the video and the bits and bytes that are floating on the internet, but literally my thought patterns are making waves in the universe that's influencing everything, and everything is influencing me and my entire being. Right? All the trillions of cells of my body are being influenced by the totality of everything. So forget this notion that you're separate at all, and that there is even such a thing as you having worth. That's a feeling. It's a learned feeling, not conscious feeling, a deep unconscious feeling, but it's a learned thing. It's not real. It's an illusion. There is no such thing as being more or less worthy. What it is a decision for you, that anytime any thought pops into your mind, conscious or unconscious, or like just below the level of consciousness, anytime any thought comes into your mind that says that you are wrong in some way, that you might not be worthy, that you need to do or achieve something in order to be worthy, or that you're not enough, or any of that stuff, just banish that thought immediately. Just question it. Don't buy into it. recognize it for what it is, just a lie, just like blah blah that has gotten into your mind and has no truth value. This is like the mental level, and the emotional level is that you connect with that being inside and you hold him or her and just love them, love him or her as much as you can until you just melt together in absolute love and bliss. That's your job. So, yeah. May you have a blessed Saturday. I'm going to head out to the airport. I'm going to hop home. And then I'm going to be over in Copenhagen, actually, landing Tuesday morning. So if you can Copenhagen happen to watch this, hit me up and maybe we can meet up or do something. I'll see what I can make happen while I'm there. All right. I love you so much. I truly, genuinely believe in you, see your worth. I know you've got this. I know you've got this, and you are so incredible. Thank you for your sweet comments. I appreciate it. I will see you again very soon.